And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, August the 23rd, 2012. It's the birthday of the man who said, intelligence is the capacity to know what we are doing, and instinct is just instinct. The results are about the same. The humorist Will Cuppy, born Auburn, Indiana, 1884, graduate student, University of Chicago, dropped out, moved to New York City, wrote advertising copy. City was too much for him, so he moved to Jones Beach Island off the South Shore of Long Island, and for 8 years he lived in a shack made of tar paper and clapboard and tin, then moved back to Manhattan and published a book, How to Be a Hermit, which was a bestseller in 1929, in which Will Cuppy wrote, a hermit is simply a person to whom civilization has failed to adjust itself. He was a busy, productive writer in New York, wrote for The New Yorker, wrote for The New York Herald Tribune, wrote books like How to Tell Your Friends from the Apes. As he got older, he became more and more isolated, more depressed. His health deteriorated. In 1949, he committed suicide, and the following year, his book, The Decline and Fall of Practically Everybody, was published posthumously and was a big bestseller. It's the birthday of the author of the Spoon River Anthology, 1915, in which more than 200 dead citizens of the fictional town of Spoon River tell about their lives. Edgar Lee Masters, born Garnett, Kansas, 1868, grew up on his grandparents' farm near Petersburg, Illinois. He was a lawyer in Chicago. He shared a law practice with Clarence Darrow, but his dream was to be a poet. And Spoon River Anthology sold so well in 1915, he was able to give up law and devote himself to writing. And it was on this day, 1305, that the Scottish rebel William Wallace was executed by the English in London, convicted of treason for his role in the Wars of Scottish Independence, which were brought on after the Scottish king Alexander died. The throne passed to his young granddaughter, Margaret, who drowned, and then the King of England, Edward I, seized the throne for himself. Here's a poem for today by Katrina Vandenberg, entitled Fuchsia. That summer in the west, I walked sunrise to dusk, narrow twisted highways without shoulders, low stone walls on both sides. Hedgerows of fuchsia hemmed me in, the tropical plant, now wild, centuries after nobles imported it for their gardens. I was unafraid, did not cross to the outsides of curves, did not look behind me for what might be coming. For weeks, in counties Kerry and Cork, I walked through the red blooms the Irish call the tears of God, blazing from the brush like lanterns. Who would have thought a warm current touching the shore of that stone-cold country could make lemon trees, bananas, and palms not just take but thrive? Wild as the jungles they came from, where boas flexed around their trunks, like my other brushes with miracles, the men who love you back, how they come to you, gorgeous and invasive, improbable, hemming you in, and you walk that road, blazing, some days not even afraid to die. Fuchsia by Katrina Vandenberg from The Alphabet Not Unlike the World, published by Milkweed Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.